老孙，我们也祈求你向我们显现，如同晨光。
Lord, this morning we pray that you would appear to us as the dawn.
你领导我们，像甘雨，像滋润天地的春雨。
You come to us as the rain, as the spring rain that comes to water the earth.
愿你的话就像甘雨、春雨一样的，能够滋润所有在座的。儿女们在听的。
May your word be like the latter rain that would water every person's heart in this midst.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们就把余下的时间都交托给你。
Lord, as we come before you, we could only commit the following time to you.
你的仆人不但需要你的话语，更需要你的能力浇灌充满。我们的翻译姊妹也需要你的能力充满浇灌。
Your servant needs not only your word, but also needs your power to be poured out upon him, so does your main servant.
也愿在座的所有弟兄姊妹都不要忘记，我们来到神的殿中，我们要谨慎自律的脚步进前来听，胜过我们献祭。
May all the brothers and sisters remember this as we come to the house of God. We need to guard our steps. It's better to hear than to offer the sacrifices of fools.
只要我们能够留心听，主啊，你就喜悦，你就得着荣耀，我们也能够蒙福。
Lord, as long as we heed your word, then it's acceptable to you, and we will also be blessed.
我们就把余下的时间从开始一直到末了与我们同在，捆绑当捆绑的，释放当释放的。
Lord, be with us in the remaining of the time, bind that which is to be bound, and set free that which is to be set free.
荣耀、尊贵、权柄都是属于你的。
Glory, honor, and authority be unto you.
愿主的恩与我们众人同在。
May the grace of the Lord be with us all.
我们祷告祈求，都是因着耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，感谢我们的主。这是我们福音的奥秘。第十讲。
We thank the Lord that today is the tenth sharing of the mystery of the gospel.
我今天要同弟兄姊妹交通的三个重点。
Brothers and sisters, today I have three focal points to share with you.
三个要点。
Three highlighted points.
第一个就是我们刚刚领会的，给我们念的以弗所书三章十五节到第十六节。
The first one is what our brother just read. 1 Timothy 3:15 to 16.
这是保罗祝福他属灵的儿子提摩太。
This is when Paul blessed his spiritual son Timothy.
他对他说：“我若是单言，时间的日子，你就知道在神的家中当怎么行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的磐石和根基。”
Paul says this to Timothy, if I should be delayed, you would know how to conduct yourself in the house of God. And this is the church of the living God, the ground and pillar of the truth.
接下来他就讲到大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然。
And then he continued to say, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
这个大灾金钱的奥秘同福音的奥秘是没有密切的关系的。
And this great mystery of godliness is closely related to the mystery of the gospel.
保罗接下来说，大灾金钱的奥秘无人不以为然，底下就是六个方面。
Paul says that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, and then he shows six points.
神在肉身显现，第一。
First, God was manifested in the flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Second, justified in the Spirit.
第三，被天使看见。
Third, seen by angels.
第四，被传于外邦。
Four, preached among the Gentiles.
第五，被世人信服。
And fifth, believed on in the world.
弟兄姊妹，特别注意第六个方面。
And brothers and sisters, I would ask you to take a special notice of the sixth point.
被进到荣耀里去。
That is to be received up in glory.
我想第六个方面就起了很多的争执。
And there are quite a lot of disputes on point six here.
教会进到了荣耀里去了吗？
Has the church gone into glory?
看看今天普遍教会的光景。
Just take a look at today's church prevalent situations.
那就是老底家的光景，对不对？
It is actually the state of the Laodicean church.
那我们看见启示录，这个约翰写了七封书信嘛，最后的那就是老底家的教会，这也是必然的，在末世的时代，就在我们这个时代，教会的光景就像老底家一样。
We know that John wrote seven epistles to the seven churches in Asia Minor, and the last one is the Laodicean church. And we do know that this is exactly the conditions of the church in the end times.
我们都知道什么叫老。
Leo,
you
all know what it means.
老就是众人，大众。
It means the majority.
弟兄呢，就是建议。
Dia means opinions.
今天我们地方面我们有交通的，就是我们就看到今天的教会都是这个情况。神的话没有地位，神的话没有权柄在教会里面。
So we could see the prevalent conditions among all the churches, that is, God's words have no power, no position, no authority among His churches.
不管圣经神的话怎么讲的。
Regardless what God's word says,
请看神的话。
People despise God's word.
就是看看大家的意见是什么。
They only take into consideration what's the opinion of the majority.
就像今天世界一样的，选举总统，大家投票。
It's just like in this world, you know, we all vote to elect a president.
今天很多的教会，遇到了一些难处，不是来看神的话怎么说的。乃是看大家的意见是什么。
So likewise, today's churches, when they encounter issues, it's not that they would look into God's word. Instead, they would say, "What's the opinion of the majority?"
少数服从多数。
So the minority should obey the majority.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这里我要多讲一点：少数服从多数，但是多少的时候，少数是对的，多数是错的。
Brothers and sisters, I just want to point out that so many times it happens actually the minority is in the right as opposed to the majority is in the wrong.
这个最好的例子我们都知道。
The best example is this.
就是以色列人出了埃及。
That is when Israelites left Egypt.
大概第二年嘛。
Maybe in their second
year. 第二年的四月好像六月吧。
It's either in the fourth or the sixth month.
耶和华就对摩西说。
And the Lord said this to Moses.
你差遣十二个探子去探一探迦南美地。
Send out 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan.
因为我们都知道耶和华早已经定义了把迦南美地要赐给以色列人。
Because we know the Lord has predetermined that he would give this land of Canaan to Israelites.
我们也知道迦南美地是何等的丰富啊，对不对？
And
你去看民数记十六章第十四节，哎呀，牛奶玉米之地，迦南美地没有一样缺少的，样样都有。
If you read Numbers 16:14, we know this good land of Canaan is so rich. It has all in people need, nothing lacks.
弟兄姊妹。你要知道今天的迦南美地在哪里。
But brothers and sisters, you have to know today, where is this good land of Canaan? Today, the good land of Canaan is in you and in me. That is the Christ. Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, in Christ, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him we are all complete. He is the head of all principality and power. We don't have to fight anymore. We thank our gracious Lord. Today in him, we have everything. Nothing is lacking. Therefore, we know of the details if you read your Bible that they sent out 12 spies.
我们都知道回来只有两个探子说我们可以去虽然那里的墙有高有厚那里的人有高有大但是神为我们征战只要我们有信心我们就可以把迦南美地拿下来。If
you read the numbers that out of the 12 spies only two came back and saying that even though the walls are fortified, people are tall, but we have, as long as we have faith, we are able to take it.
结果呢,我们都知道,十个探子,
and what happens?
绝大多数,六分之五的,都说no, 绝对不要进去,我们去送命。
And the majority, 5 out of 6, and said that no, we cannot go into the land. We don't want to lose our lives. The people there are tall and gray. We are like grasshoppers. So they said, we cannot go in. And in the end, they believe the majority. So you see how often, how pitiful that a lot of times the minority is right, well as the majority is wrong, but today's church is deciding, making decisions according to this rule, according to the worldly way. So we know that the Laodicean church also obeys the majority. So this is my first point.
第二方面的重点,我们知道这是幕后的一个时代,必然要领到的。The second
of my focal points is that this is a crisis that will come to all the churches in the end times.
就是在牧师的教会,牧师的圣徒一定会的遇见的。
And this situation will definitely be met by all the saints in end times.
感谢主，圣经已经启示了给我们。若是我们知道的话，我们就能够面对这两个危机。我们不会落在这个危机的里面，这个现在这个现今的里面不可自拔。The
Bible has revealed these two points to us already. If we know them, then we'll be alert, and then we won't fall prey to this kind of crisis.
这个两个危机我们都知道,一个就是轻看神的话。
So the two crises that the church would face in end time is, first, they despise God's word.
这个我们一个轻看神的话，一个呢轻看神的圣洁 holiness。
One is to despise God's word, the other is to despise God's holiness.
我们面对的两个危机。
These are the two crises that we face today.
我刚刚这个领会的给我们念了诗篇138篇的第二节。
As a brother who led us the meeting just read Psalm 138 verse 2.
我想我们不要重复了。
We don't need to repeat it again.
这里就给我们看到，神所看重的是他的话。
But here it does show us that what God cherishes is His word.
要比他的名还要看重。
Because He magnified His word above His name.
他说，你将你的名啊高于你这里我们看见你将你的话。过于你的名声。
As the psalmist says that you magnify your word above your fame.
弟兄姊妹，神既然这样的看重神的话，我们能够藐视应许神的话吗？
And that is his name. If God so cherishes his word, can we despise his word?
所以我要念的以赛亚书第五章，弟兄姊妹，我们翻到以赛亚书的第五章。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
我们特别注意。
We will pay special heed to this.
以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah 55.
这里一共讲到六个祸。
Isaiah specifies six woes here.
第十二节，你看第十二节。
If you read verse 12,
这里六个祸有两个祸同今天的教会有密切的关系的。
Two woes out of six are so closely related to today's church.
第一个第十二节。
The first one is 5:12.
他们在宴席上弹琴鼓瑟击锣吹笛，饮酒却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他所做的。这是今天牧师教会的普遍的光景。
Because verse 12 is the widespread conditions of today's church.Verse 12, the harp and the strings, the tambourine and flute and wine are in their feast.
这是我今天第三方面重点要讲的，到底什么叫敬拜？敬拜的 definitions 是什么？
This also is my third focal point as to what is worship. What's the definition of worship?
今天多少人曲解了什么叫 worship?
Because so many people distort the meaning of worship.
Worship 就必须要有各种各样的要器，对不对？
They think to worship, we just have to have all kinds of musical instruments.
一个琴绝对不够，还有各样的要器。
One piano is definitely not enough. We need many more.
这里提到了四种的要器。
And here, Isaiah mentioned four types of instruments.
但是以赛亚说这是有祸了。
Yet Isaiah said, "Woe to you!"
这叫敬拜吗？这就是同敬拜要连在一起的吗？没有乐器就不叫敬拜吗
？If this was called to worship without musical instruments, then worship is not called worship.
我们要感谢主，今天我们在这里敬拜，对不对
？We thank the Lord that today we do come here to worship Him.
我们这里有没有各种乐器啊
？Do we have many kinds of musical instruments here？
我们只有一样琴。
We only have one, that is a piano.
是的，这也是个乐器嘛，对不对 ？Music,
yes,
instrument.
A piano is a musical instrument.
但是我们要琴做什么
？But what's the purpose to have a
piano？ 琴有两个很重要的作用。
And、
第一个就是大家唱的时候很这个和谐均匀。
A piano serves two very important functions. One is to enable us to sing harmoniously.
第二就是琴，就是让我们一面有些声很陌生的歌啊，我们可以学习。
And the second is
唱嘛，对不对？
When we sing many songs, the hymns that we do not know well, and a piano, the accompaniment will help us to sing.
我这里想到哥罗西书三章十六节。哥罗西书的三章十六节。
So I recall Colossians 3:16.
保罗说我们要用各样的智慧把基督的话丰丰富富的藏在心里。用诗章、颂诗、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝勉，心被恩感，赞美神。有没有哥罗西书三章十六节？
Colossians 3:16, that the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and teaching and admonishing one another with hymns and songs and spiritual songs, and singing with thankfulness.In your heart to God.
我们刚刚唱的这本诗歌里面有七百多首诗歌，对不对？感谢主，每一首诗歌我们都是可以彼此教导、互相劝勉的。
We thank the Lord that the hymnal we use has more than 700 hymns, and each one of them could be used to teach, to admonish one another.
所以我们刚刚念的我们刚刚念的138篇诗篇的第二节。
And Psalm 138, verse 2, we just read.
我们看到这138篇的第二节。
138, verse
2, Psalm. 这一段经文感谢神，里面提到两个真理，非常重要的真理。
And in this song, we could see two very important truths.
刚刚念过了，一个就是神看他的话比他的名声还要了重要。
One is that God has magnified His word above all His name.
还有一个真理呢，就叫我们看到到底什么叫敬拜？敬拜是同要期一定要连在一起的吗？完全错了。
And another truth is that do you always link worship with musical instruments? Totally wrong.
因为诗篇138篇第二节里面也讲到敬拜，最后一次提到的敬拜。
Because in Psalm 138 verse 2, it has mentioned worship also. This is the last time in the book of Psalms.
诗篇一共有150篇嘛，对不对？
We know Psaltery has 150 psalms.
这是诗篇里面最后一篇提到敬拜。
And 138, Psalm 138 is the last one to mention worship.
比如说诗篇第二篇，诗篇第五篇，诗篇第22篇，特别是诗篇22篇，你去看有3次提到敬拜，2次提到敬拜。
In Psalm 2:5:22, especially in Psalm 22, twice it mentions the word worship.
老师，你去看诗篇九十五篇，诗篇九十五篇的第六节到第七节，他说：“来吧，我们确实敬拜，在造我的耶和华面前我们什么跪下？我们晓得耶和华是我们的神，我们是他草上的羊，是他手下的民。”底下怎么讲？唯愿我们今天听他的话。
If you read Psalm 95, verse 6, Oh come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand.Today, if you will hear His voice.
这里两次提到，来啊，我们确实敬拜，在造我的耶和华面前跪下，两次讲到敬拜，对不对？那么到底是什么敬拜呢？最后一句话，唯愿你们今天听他的话。敬拜的 definition 就是听 他的话。
In this psalm, twice you will read, Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. So exactly what is the true worship is in the last part of verse 7. Today, if you will hear His voice. So the true worship is to hear His voice.
所以我们看到今天第一个问题就是人厌弃藐视耶和华的话语。
So、
藐视以色列圣者的言语，这就是刚刚我们我等会要念的以赛亚书第五章的讲到六个祸，前面一个祸那就只用药气了，这个最后一个祸第六个祸，若是你去看24节，我们翻到以赛亚书。
Now, if you turn to Isaiah 5:24, this is the second. It will.Tell us the second issue that end-time churches will face. That is, they reject the word of the Lord of hosts, and they belittle the word of the Holy One of Israel.
24节说，因为他们厌弃万军之耶和华的训诲，藐视以色列圣者的言语。那么结果呢？我们知道。神非常的愤恨，这个愤怒叫神没有办法停止的，结果他们怎么就被掳到巴比伦70年的时间，就是为着这个原因，藐视厌弃神的话。哎呀弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要，我们千万不要轻看神的话，像老底家的教会。
Verse 24, you read that because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel, God was so enraged, His anger cannot be appeased. So in the end, they were all taken captive to the land of Babylon. So let us not be like the Laodicean church today.
我们都知道以赛亚什么时候写的，在主前大概600年到700年，已经预言到了。
Do you know when,
到了时候，我们就看到这个预言都应验了嘛。
Do you know when Isaiah was written? It's about 500 to 600 years before the Lord. And later on, we see God's prophecy was brought to pass.
所以在这个牧师，若是你去看提摩太后书第五章第一节到第七节。
So if you read 2 Timothy chapter 5 verse 1 to 7.
就请你念嘛。以赛亚书不是这个提摩太后书那个预言呢已经应验了到今天。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第一节到第七节。
We will read verse 1 to verse 7.I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers,And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. In your afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
所以这里第三节讲得很清楚，时候要到，现在就是这个时候到了嘛，对不对？人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，随从自己的情欲，天上好多的事物，这个掩而不听真道。但是呢，你呢？保罗对这个提摩太，这个属灵的儿子说，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，传神的话。传做这个传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
The verse tells us the time will come. Now the time has come. the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, and they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be sober. In all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚讲到以赛亚书是主前啊，这个六百年、七百年，其实更早的预言就是阿摩斯。
Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned that Isaiah was written 600 and 700 years before the Lord. But there is one prophetic utterance which is written even much earlier.
Amos 要比以赛亚书还要早，最少70年。
Amos was written at least 70 years before Isaiah was.
也早已经预言了。
So Amos already prophesied about it.
若是你去看打开亚阿阿阿摩斯第一章，啊，我们看见神，这个因为他们三番四次的犯罪，耶和华说，我断不除去他们的刑罚。
Amos chapter 1, God says that for the transgressions of all these different places, and for 4, I will not turn away their punishment.
这里讲到五个国家嘛，五个国家要受到神的刑罚的。
And 5 countries are named here. They will be punished by God.
第一个就是大马士嘛，第五个就是亚门嘛。
The first one is Damascus. The fifth one is Ammon.
然后你翻到第二章，阿摩斯第二章。
And then if you turn to Amos chapter 2,
第一节就是讲到摩亚。
First is mentioned that Moab, for 3 transgressions and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment.
第二个国家是谁啊？犹大。
What's the second country? Judah.
这里就是讲到了犹大。
Here, Judah is mentioned.
三番四次的犯罪，我断不除去他的刑罚。他犯什么罪啊？就是厌烦耶和华的训诲，不遵守他的命令。当然还有他们的列祖拜偶像，走迷了路，所以我要把火焚烧犹大，我要把降火在耶路撒冷的宫殿。
The Lord says that for 3 transgressions of Judah and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments. And besides this, their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers followed. Therefore, God will send a fire upon Judah, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
所以你就看到这些预言都应验了，我们刚刚念的提摩太后书第四章，我们都已经明白了。
So Timothy's Second Timothy's prophecy, as well as Amos, have all been fulfilled.
今天重点我还要交通的就是我们刚刚念的提摩太前书的第三章十五节十六节。
But today I would like to share more on First Timothy 3:15-16, which I mentioned briefly.
被接到荣耀里去，但是今天普遍的教会，像老底嘉教会，哪里被接到荣耀里去啊？
As Paul mentioned, being received up into glory, but like today's church, or as Laodicean church, are they being received up into glory?
Yeah, 有很多人这样的说法，教会是不经过大灾难的，所以在大难最后的七年没有来到以前，教会都被提了。
Many people believe that the church will not go through the great tribulation, so before the tribulation comes, all the church will have already been received up into glory.
今天的光景就像一个新妇一样的，新娘一样披头散发，我们的主。
Today's church is just like a bride with disheveled hair. Can her husband come to receive her?
所以感谢神，我们都知道教会是一定要经过大灾难，最后的，特别是最后的三年半。
Therefore, we do know that the church has to go through the great tribulation, especially the last 3 years of the tribulation.
那你去看马拉基的第三章啊第一节，我们不去念了。
If you read Malachi 3:1,
主来的日子怎么样？哎呀，你看不得了啊！他要像炼金、金子、银子一样的火一样的。这个练这个李卫人呢、啊？感谢主，今天我们不是李卫人，我们都是纳西尔人，我们都是终身服侍主的人。
You don't have to read, but in Malachi chapter 3:2, when the Lord comes, he is like a refiner's fire, like launderer's soap. But thank the Lord, this is how he is going to refine Levites. But thank the Lord.Today we are all Nazarites and we serve him all our lifetime.
所以教会一定要经过大的试炼，最后三年半的大灾难把我们炼尽了。刚刚马拉基你去看第三章，就像炼金和银一样的。
And thank the Lord, God's church has to go through the great tribulation to be purged, just as Malachi says thatHe will purge and he will refine all the Levites as a refiner's fire, as a fuller's soap.
这样心腹已经真的预备好了。
Only in
我们的丈夫，我们的主耶稣基督才能够来接我们去，对不对啊？
Only in such way could a bride be made ready, and then our husband will come to receive us to him.
所以我们感谢主，以弗所第三章十五十六讲到接到荣耀里去，是的，到了那一天我们被接到荣耀里去了，
so,
我们都预备好了。
So thank the Lord, just as 1 Timothy 3:15-16 says that we will be received up into glory, because by then we will be made ready.
所以以弗所第五章以弗所第五章的26-28节你去念你去念一念，早已经预言了。
If you read Ephesians 5:26-28, and God has already prophesied about His church.
这里讲到丈夫要爱他的妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己，用水洗着道，把教会洗净，成为一个圣洁的教会，献给自己做一个荣耀的。教会是不是没有一点玷污，也没有旧闻，圣洁毫无瑕疵。
As Paul says in Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church.Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
所以就要感谢主了，经过这个大试炼，教会经过最后的三年半的时间，教会就被完全洁净了，完全圣洁了，我们的主就可以把我们接去。
We thank the Lord through the 3 years of the years of trial in the great tribulation, the church will be totally sanctified and cleansed, and then we will, he will receive us into his glory.
所以最后一方面我要同时准备重点交通的那就是敬拜，到底什么叫敬拜。
So the last point of my today's sharing is, what is worship?
为了时间的缘故，今天我们还不能把它交通完，我们下次还要交通什么叫敬拜，敬拜的 definition 是什么。
Because of the time restraint today, I cannot fully made it known to you, but next time we will further share on what is the definition of worship, what does it contain.
我今天稍微重点的提一提。
Yeah, today I'll just mention it with some important points.
我刚刚讲了敬拜，从诗篇一百三十八篇第二节那里给我看见，这个绝对不是说一定非要有各种各样的要器，还不是一种。
Now, as I have mentioned from Psalm 138, we know that worship doesn't have to be linked with musical instruments.
假如是这样的话，那么我们过去在农村的弟兄姊妹，他们就不能没有办法叫敬拜了。
If worship has to have musical instruments, then all the brothers and sisters in villages cannot worship God.
为什么？
Why?
他们买得起这些药器吗？你知道这些药器有多有多贵啊？
This is especially true in China. Could they afford these musical instruments? Do you know how expensive they are?
那么他们没有药器就不能敬拜了吗？
So therefore, since they do not have these musical instruments, so they cannot worship.
这完全是曲解了什么叫敬拜。
If so, then they people have totally distorted the meaning of worship.
弟兄姊妹，你回去给你们做一个加课，就是把创世纪二十二章整篇的创世纪你去看一看，你就知道什么是敬拜的 definition。你从亚伯拉罕的身上你就知道。
Brothers and sisters, today I will leave you a homework. Go home and read Genesis chapter 22. From the life of Abraham, you can really figure out what's the true worship.
敬拜不是说要有一定的时间、一定的形式，或者是一定的地方，不需要。
Worship is not limited to specific time, formality, and place.
敬拜是你这一个人就是一个敬拜神的人，像亚伯拉罕是我们最好的例子。
Worship is about the person who is worshiping, and then Abraham serves as the best example.
神要他做什么，他就做什么，把神放在他生命中的最高位，首位。
Abraham would do whatever God wanted him to do. He has given the preeminence to God, putting God in the very first place in his life.
神要你死就死，要你活就活。
God wants
you
to die.
就是听他的话。
If God wants you to die, you die. If he wants you to live, you live. You simply listen to his word.
我刚刚不是特别提到了这个诗篇九十五篇吗？来啊，我们确实敬拜，在照我们的耶和华面前跪下嘛。这段话，唯愿你们怎么今天不是明天，就是今天听他的话。
Just as in Psalm 95 we just read, come and kneel before him, and the very most important thing is, as you come to worship him, you hear his voice.
所以我今天就么提一提弟兄姊妹，你回去把一个是创世纪的二十二章整篇你看一看，你就知道什么叫敬拜。然后呢，还有当然我们都知道约翰福音的第四章十七节到二十四节，这里讲到撒玛利亚的主耶稣同撒玛利亚后面的一段话嘛。这个撒玛利亚也知道如今时候将到，敬拜神的不在这个山上，也不在耶路撒冷。敬拜什么？神是灵，拜他的必须什么？必须用灵和真实来拜他，必须用灵和真实拜他。
So this is your homework for this week, to go home and read Genesis 22. I mentioned in passing already what's the true meaning of worship, which can be seen and exemplified in the life of Abraham. Another place to look at the true meaning of worship is in John chapter 4 about the Samaritan woman who spoke with our Lord Jesus. I think it's from verse 17 to 24. And the Lord tells her specifically,God is spirit, and he who worships God should worship in spirit and truth.
所以这里我们看到敬拜这个原则清清楚楚的摆在我们的面前，这是我要叫弟兄这里回去好好地看一看。
Therefore, in these two examples, the principle of worship has been laid out expressly before your eyes. And this is why I ask you to study these two place references, Genesis 22, John 4.
所以我刚刚讲了我今天的重点，有一个就是，神的话的重要，对不对？
So, the focal point of today's sharing is why the importance of God's Word.
一个是弟兄姊妹们不要忘掉一个字，以家暴。
And in mentioning this, I want to call your attention to the word Ichabod.
什么叫以家暴？
What is Ichabod?
义就是没有了，家暴就是荣耀，就是神的荣耀离开了。
义 means to do without, Ichabod, Kabah means the departure of the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记，今天的教会不单是基督的身体，不单是基督的心腹，也是基督所居住的所在，所安息的所在。
Brothers and sisters, never forget this. Today's church is not only the body of Christ and His bride, but also is the dwelling place of God where He can rest.
最清楚的《哥林多后书》第六章十六到十八。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 to 18 tells us this most clearly.
这里讲到，岂不知你们就是永生神的殿吗？
It tells us that do you not know that you are the temple of the living God?
这里后来就讲到神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
And also there it mentions that what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
若经上所记的，我要在你们中间居住，在你们中间来往，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
Just as the Bible says that God says,I will dwell of them, I will walk among them, I will be your God, you shall be my people.
又说你们无要从他们中间出来，不要沾染不洁之物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的神说的。
It's also written that come out from among them,be separate, do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, you shall be sons and daughters to me. Thus says the Lord Almighty.
哎呀，我们也都知道，我们曾经交通过的，创世纪的第一章二十四，到二十八，神造人造到他的形象 image 和他的 likeness image。就是他的性情最重要的最显著的就是 holiness, 对不对？
As we have shared already in Genesis chapter 1 verses 24 to 28, we are created according to the image of God in His likeness, and the most prominent feature of God's image is His holiness.
还有呢就是 likeness.
As to likeness,
来的是就做王，这个王不是地上的王，属灵的王，我已经讲过了，做众人的仆人的，就像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
As that we shall be kings, and this king is not an earthly king, but a spiritual divine king, that like our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神造人起初的旨意和目的，最后呢成就了，对不对？你去看创启示录二十二章。第三节到第五节很清楚地看到他们要做王直到永永远远。
And this is God's plan and purpose from the very beginning, and this shall be brought to pass in Revelation 22. There very clearly you see that we shall reign together with him.
祭司是最圣洁的，对不对？所以我们又是祭司，我们又是君王，感谢主。
and be his priest. And we know that priests are most holy. Thank the Lord. We are both his priests and his kings.
我们想到乌西亚王，他是王，他还要做祭司嘛？结果呢，他当了大马夫。
Now we all know that King Uzziah, that he was a good king, yet he wanted to be to perform priestly duties, and then became leprous.
我们放心，我们不会当大马夫。我们同基督一样，又是君王，又是祭司啊，在千年国度。在勇士里面，感谢主，对我们有何等荣耀的一个盼望。
But take heart, we will not be like Uzziah to become leprous. We will be like our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be a priest and also to be a king, reigning with Him. How glorious this is! Thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要忘记什么叫以加布啊，就是荣耀离开了。
So, brothers and sisters, do not forget what is Ichabod, which means the glory has departed.
所以今天教会我刚刚讲了，也是神的居所，他要居住在我们的中间。
I just mentioned that the church is also God's dwelling place. He wants to dwell in our midst.
他是那样圣洁的神，教会若是不圣洁，像老底家的教会，什么东西都进到教会里面了。
God is such a holy God. If the church is unholy, then all the worldliness would come into the church.
特别是我刚刚讲的所谓的敬拜，所有世界上的这些药器都进来了什么这个 rock and roll hip hop 在地上打滚兴奋的不得了，轻松的不得了。
Especially in worship, all the worldly things would come into the church. People are so excited. They're rolling on the ground, and all the rock and roll, all the hip hop would come in.
哎呀，什么东西都进到教会。今天的讲台能够像以色列教会，还能够有一个多小时注重神的话，我刚刚已经提到了。
Anything, everything would seep into the church, and would they still highly regard God's word? At Isling, our message usually lasts about 1 hour.
我们今天还想初期的教会，两千年以前注重的四件事呢，你们都记得吗？第一件就是恒心遵守使徒的教训嘛。你怎么能够遵守呢？当然你好好的听神的话，这就是敬拜。我刚刚用了好几段的经文，听神的话。
We are like the apostolic church 2,000 years ago. Four things they practice. The first one is they heed the apostles' doctrine, and they hear, they listen to it. So this is what today's church is lacking.
我们讲台用了一个多小时，等会我们还要什么薄饼纪念主，这也是初期教会的这个每个主日开始他们天天都纪念主，后来就成为每一个主日纪念主，要花差不多一个小时。
And then just as in the early churches that not only do we have the messages aboutone hour or even more, we also would need another hour to worship God, to have the breaking of bread, just as all the apostolic church did.
还有主日学嘛今天你们没有主日学了，平时还有主日学，我们也是每个礼拜都有主日学，要花一个小时，所以已经三个小时了，对不对？我们九点钟开始，一直到12点多就是吃饭的时候了，哪有时间能够让这些琐事的东西这些 program 啊 activity 啊在我们里头没有时间了嘛，根本。
And also the Sunday school ministry would take another hour, even though now I see it does not have it, but in my church we have it every Sunday. So we start around 9 and finish at 12. How could we have other time for the worldly programs or activities?
我们感谢主，不但是你们以色列教会是这样，还是同2000年以前一样，三个最主要的 这个一个是薄饼，一个是周德雪，一个是这个讲台一个多小时。感谢神，当然了，不只是你们一个教会，最少我所知道的有十几个教会都是一样的。我想今天没有时间了，我们下一次第十一讲的时候我们会提到7000人还没有像巴勒七千清绝的，不是你以利亚一个人，这是罗马书第十一章的第三节，对不对？
I thank the Lord that today ICA and many other churches that, as far as I know, about 10 plus churches are doing the same thing. We emphasize the messages on the pulpit and also breaking bread and Sunday's the ministry of the word. So this is exactly what the early churches did.
最后还有点时间，我要念的是以赛亚书第八章第20节，这里再一次的提醒我们，我们要看重神的话，对不对？人的教导若是与神的话不符合的话，就不能见晨光。这是第八章第二十节。
Lastly, I will conclude with what said in Isaiah 8:20. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them, they will pass through it hard pressed and hungry.
还有呢，我们也要把它记在心里。第二段，耶利米书六章16节。
And also, let's memorize this in our hearts.That's recorded in Jeremiah 6:16.
耶和华说，你们要在路上查看，这是苦道，你们要行在其中，你们的魂就能够得到安息。结果他们怎么说？我们就是不行在其中，这正像这个14世纪最后一章21章的25节，以色列中间没有王，个人任意而行。就是没有王看自己看为对的就是对的，我刚刚讲的这就是老底家们。
And also in Jeremiah 6 it says 16, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path where the good way is and walk in it, then you will find rest for your souls, but they said we will not walk in it. And this verse and also Isaiah, these two verses we need to remember in our heart. And also do not be like the Laodicean church. They despise God's word and reject his law.
天地都会改变，神的话一点一划不会的改变的，不管几千年到今天，神的话还是最主要的，不会错的。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but not a tittle of God's law will change. This is the most important thing for us to remember, that God's word changes not.
所以我们总要回到圣经里，看看神是怎么说的。
So let's all come back to the Bible to see exactly what says regarding any issues in heart.
我们知道达比弟兄要解经王啊，达比。他曾经提到三个 B， 弟兄姊妹还记得吧？
We know that Brother Darby, he is called the King of the Bible Exposition. He says that back to 3 B's. Do you know what they are?
他就是针对今天的像老底家的教会讲的话。
And our brother said this is especially geared toward the prevalent conditions of today's church, like the Laodicean church.
三个 B 就是 back to the Bible, back to the beginning, back to the body, 三个 B.
So 3 B's are back to the Bible, back to the body, back to the Bible.
它就是针对今天教会牧师所遇到的光景，特别是像老底家的教会。
And Brother Darby says this because he has seen the exact issues of today's conditions of end church and time among all the churches, especially the ones like Laodicean church.
所以我们要把以赛亚八章二十节背在心里，然后呢，我们把耶利米第六章十六节背在心里，还有一段就是诗篇一百一十九篇幺幺幺，一百十二两节。
So let's all memorize Isaiah 8:20, Jeremiah 6:16, and one more that is in Psalm 119.Verses 111
to 112. 我要以你的法度，就是神的教导，我要以你法度为永远的产业，这是我心中所喜爱的，我要永远的遵守，对不对？诗篇一百一十九篇这个幺幺幺和一百十二，这个三段经文，弟兄姊妹背在心里。
Psalm 119, verse 111, your testimonies, that's God's teaching, I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. So these three passages, we need to memorize them by heart.
好，我想今天时间也差不多了，但愿这些话能够承载弟兄姊妹的心中，特别是面对今天不是这个时代这个我们可以对付若是我们能够明白这些真理正道的话，我们不会落在这个两个危机的中间，叫我们不能自拔，对不对？
So brothers and sisters, since our time is almost up, let these three passages, the word of truth, abide in your heart. So in this end time, that as we tackle with different issues, we will not be trapped and cannot get out of them.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
感谢父神以上的一段时间。
Father God, we thank you for all this time.
主啊，你是那样的爱我们。
Because you have loved us so dearly.
你把这样大的恩典赏给了我们，白白的赏给了我们。
You have imparted to us this great free grace.
主，我们若是今天不爱你，正像保罗所说的，
Lord,
是可咒诅的。
Lord, if today we do not love you, just as Paul says, a curse is he who does not love God.
你必要来。
You will come quickly.
亲爱的主，但愿我们都不为自己活。
Beloved Lord,
没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。活着是为着主，死也是为着主。或活或死，我们总是神的人了。
Beloved Lord, let none of us live for ourselves or die for ourselves, whether we live or die.We are the Lord's.
主，你给我们这样大的荣耀的盼望。
Lord, you have given us such great, glorious hope.
成为祭司，成为君王，
得
到永远。
We could become kings and priests forever.
主啊，但愿我们看我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Lord, help us to regard ourselves to have been crucified with Christ.
我们现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我们里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in us.
我如今若是活着，是因信神的儿子而活，因为他爱我，为我舍己。
The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself up for me.
但愿世人有盼望的神，因信将主般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心里。
That God of hope grants this peace and joy to you in let the God of hope grant you this peace and joy in believing, and let your hope abound by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，我们以下的时间，还有薄饼的时间，但愿我们把更多的诗歌、更多的赞美、更多的感谢，能够献给我们被杀的羔羊。
We still have this breaking of time, breaking of bread, that's coming up. Let us give more thanksgiving, praises, and worship to our Lord, the very Lamb who was slain for us.
但愿让我们的主进到自己的花园里面来。
Oh, let our Lord,
来吃那个佳美的果子。
Let our Lord enter into his own garden to eat the pleasant fruits.
但愿主耶稣的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的交通常与我们众人同在。祷告祈求，信耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May the grace of our Lord and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.